So some of the children have got envelopes, so they're going to come out with their envelopes one at a time. So number one, who has number one? Who has envelope number one? That's you. Well done. Oh, she's eating a chocolate. Hello. Right, you're going to come and help me? Come on. Right, can we open the envelope and see what special word you've got? Here. Okay. Here. Okay. Let's put that up on the... You can go. That's fine. Here. Okay. I'll come down there, it'd be easier, I think. God said to the children of Israel, be careful to follow every command that I am giving you today. So if we're going to follow God's way and his commands, we have to hear it, don't we? Hear what he's saying, and then we have to put it into practice. Because sometimes we're good at listening to things, but we're not always so good at then going and putting it into practice in our lives. And God said to the children of Israel, don't forget, when you get into the land and you've got all these lovely things, don't forget who it was who gave you all that. Don't forget to acknowledge God and to see that all that you have is from God. And that's what we're doing at Harvest, isn't it? Actually, is we're saying, God, thank you again this year for all the things that you've blessed us with and provided. It didn't just come from Tesco or Asda. Other supermarkets are available. But it came ultimately from you, God. You gave the seed, you gave the rain, you gave the sunshine, you caused things to grow. So we need to hear what God is saying to us and to remember to be thankful for the things that we have. Can we have the second word? Ah, are you going to come in? Thank you. Marvellous, Rebecca. It's Rebecca, isn't it? Yeah. Wow. Wow. What word have you got, Rebecca? Can you see? Can you read it? Oui. Earth. Yeah. Excellent. The word earth. Okay. So earth also comes out of our word harvest, doesn't it? You can make that. So it's amazing what you get out of harvest. Earth. Earth, you know, this planet we live, is an amazing place to live, isn't it? Yeah, that's right. I was telling my Bible study group on Thursday that the scientists call this planet Earth, they call it the Goldilocks planet. Did you know that? They call it the... You did, because you were at the home group. Yeah, okay. They call it the Goldilocks planet. Any idea why they call it the Goldilocks planet?
Because it's just right.
It's just right, isn't it? You're right. It's not too hot, like the hot porridge, and it's not too cold. It's just right to sustain life and to give us all the things that we need. We're just the right distance from the sun that things will grow. Don't you think that was just chance? Or does that tell us that there is a designer God who made it that way so that we could live on this planet? It says in Psalm 24, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. Well, I don't think we thank God enough for this world that he has given us. But there's another type of earth as well. that we can think about as Harvest? And that's not just the planet Earth, but is there another kind of Earth? Can you think of a different kind of Earth? What other Earth is there apart from planet Earth? What do you, The soil, that's right. The soil that we grow things in is also the earth, isn't it? And it's amazing. You can put a little seed in there, in that earth, and that in that earth are all the nutrients, all the things to help the plant grow. And along with the sun and the rain, that after a little while, the plant grows up in the earth. Right, can we have number three, please? Thank you very much, Faith, Hope, Charity. It's one of those, it's Faith, isn't it? It's Faith, isn't it? That's right. What have you got, Faith? You sure, turn it around and show people. Have. Okay. To have. Thank you. You can have a seat. Well, let's keep you standing there. Right. Oi, that's just about there. To have. Have you ever heard of the haves and the have-nots? Okay, because some people have and other people wish that they had. Do you know, living in Britain as we do, we are really the people who have. Compared to most people around the world, we have so much, don't we? We have food on our table. Is there anyone going home to an empty cupboard today? I don't think so. We have clothes to wear, and that's actually another word you can get out of Harvest, which is what an item of clothing, vest. That's right. You got vest. Brilliant. Okay. So that reminds us, doesn't it, that God gives us our clothing to wear as well. We like to think that we own everything, but actually everything belongs to God. And God has made us to look after all the things that he's given us and to be generous and share them with other people. So we're actually really only stewards. We use that word, stewards, to look after what God has given us and to make sure that everybody's needs are met. And one day we'll have to give an answer to God for how we've used all the things that he's blessed us with. Have we been selfish with them, or have we been willing to share them with other people? Just going to read verse 17 and 18. I've got up here. Because these verses are very important, I think, in the message today. And it says this: "You may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, because it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth." So if you've got a talent or a gift and you're able to work and to earn money, God gave you that ability. So all the things that we have are from him. Number four, please. Who has number four? Up you come. And what's your name? Can't remember.
Lily.
Oh, right. That's my wife's real name, Lily. That's the name she was christened with, but she doesn't use it. It's much more in vogue now. It's much more trendy to be Lily, isn't it? Okay, Lily, do you want to pull that out and see what word you've got? Do you know what that word says? A blackberry. That's right. What's that word? Do you know? Save. Yes, it's the word save. Okay. Also comes out of harvest. Now, in the story that we were listening to, God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, where they were slaves to the Egyptians for many years. So God saved them from the hands of the Egyptians. Have we been brought out of slavery? Well, not we haven't been in another country as slaves, have we? But you know that God also wants to save us. And not save us from another people who are cruel to us, but to save us from our sins. Because all of us have done things wrong. All of us have forgotten to give thanks to God at some point. All of us have said and done things that we know to be wrong. And so God sent his son Jesus to this world to die on a cross to save us. To save us from our sins and to give us a new life following him and the hope of one day going to heaven. So God, yes, saved Israel, but God also in Jesus comes to save us. Number five. And what's your name, young lady? Isla. Great. They're tricky envelopes, aren't they, Isla? You've got a little new little sister, haven't you? Yeah.
She's on the floor.
She's on the floor. Ah. Oh. And there's going to be a dedication, isn't there, of your little one who's called Margot. That's right. And I know she's called Margot because my sister-in-law's called Margot, and that's how I remember that Margot is Margot. And so that's going to happen in November, isn't it? So we're going to have a dedication of Margot. And what word have you got?
Heart.
Okay. I don't know what your favourite fruit is, but lots of people like a big red juicy strawberry, don't they? Yeah. Marvellous. Thank you very much. Heart. What's in your heart this morning? Do you really come with a heart to praise God for all he's blessed you with? And have you really come thinking, yes, I really want to thank you, God, for giving me so much. And I really want to thank you, God, for sending Jesus to save me from my sin. Only you know what is in your heart as you come to worship God. Only you know if your heart has been changed by the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you have a heart for God today? Number six. Here we go. Liam and Jacob. Who's the kid? Well, Naomi breathed a sigh of relief when the other children came in earlier, because otherwise she was going to have to do number seven. And it's her last day as a child. So. No, so. Oh, what's that? Nanas? Or is that Nana over there? Nana. Bananas. And we have the word starve. 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 Brilliant, Jacob. Thank you. No, no. It's going to go up here. I wonder, do you sometimes say, I'm starving? Do you ever say that? Are you starving? You won the chocolates last week, didn't you? And you gave them all away and didn't even have one. And do you know, afterwards, they left two in a box up there for me. You didn't get one. So you're starving. We sometimes say that, don't we? Oh, Mum, I'm starving. Is that really true? Are any of us really starving? I don't think we know what it means to really be starving, to go days without knowing where our next meal is coming from. But of course, that is a reality for some children and for some adults in other parts of the world. And today, there will be those who are starving. And it's so important that we are willing to give to ensure that other people have their needs met. They need food, they need clothing, and they need to hear also about the Lord Jesus who came to save them. So they're starving in that sense too, because they don't know what you and I know about how Jesus came to save them. So number seven. Is that you? Are you number seven? Thank you. Thank you, Tracy. What have you got there, Tracy? What's that say?
Share.
Share. Okay, share. We talked all about sharing once, I think, when I came, before I started here, when I came to speak to you about the church and about a little place in Africa called Share, where we seek to share with the children there. But it is the responsibility, isn't it, of us who have much, who have the food, who have the clothing, who know about the Lord Jesus, to share that with others. It's a sign, actually, that we have understood what God has done for us in sending Jesus, when we are willing to share. That might be our time, that might be our money, that might be our food, that might be all kinds of things. But do we have a heart that wants to share with others? There's one more word that I just want to think about for the last couple of minutes. And that is a word that we often link with harvest. What's the other word we think of with harvest? Harvest. Festival. That wasn't the one I was thinking of. Thanksgiving. That's right. Thanksgiving. It's so important, isn't it, to say thank you. And I've got a little story about Jesus when he healed some lepers. It's been a long weekend. So those are the words we've looked at. Hear, earth, have, save, heart, starve and share. And we're also going to just think about Thanksgiving and Jesus and this story of the 10 lepers who came to him. So it's a little video to watch, children. Are you ready?
This is Thankful, the thankful leper. This is Jesus.
Heyo!
Who is the Son of God and the Savior of the world. Jesus did many amazing things while he was on earth.
It's true.
One day, he was traveling to Jerusalem and was going through a village when 10 men who had leprosy came to him. Now, in the time Jesus lived, leprosy was a terrible sickness that could be caught very easily. Because of this, people with leprosy were sent outside of the places that they lived. They were called unclean, and no one wanted to be close to them.
Ah, gross!
But when these men who had leprosy saw Jesus coming,
hey, Jesus!
They called out to him and said, Jesus, have mercy on us. And Jesus saw them and said, go show yourself to the priests.
Oh, yeah, we didn't know that.
And as they went, They were healed and had leprosy no more.
Whoa, woohoo!
When one of the men saw that he was healed, he came back to Jesus shouting, "Praise God!"
Oh yeah, praise God!
He thanked Jesus for what he had done. Jesus asked, "Didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give glory to God except this Samaritan?"
Looks like it.
Then Jesus said to the man, "Stand up and go. Your faith has healed you."
Thank you.
And so the man was healed because he had faith and he was thankful for what Jesus had done for him.
Do we have faith? Are we thankful today for what Jesus has done for us? Not only has God given us so much in this world, but he gave us his one and only Son to die on that cross, to deal with our sin. Are we living those thankful lives for him today?